Some of the best-known musicians in the jazz scene today got their start in New York City's LaGuardia High School and its predecessor, the High School of Music and Art, which began the first fully accredited secondary school jazz education program in 1971. This coming Monday night, the alumni and friends of LaGuardia High School holding a benefit concert, 40 Years of Jazz Fame, honoring Justin DeChocho, who created the program. It'll feature more than 30 famous alumni of the school, as well as parents of the students. And I'm very pleased to welcome Mr. DeChocho to our show today, along with the renowned trumpeter, composer, arranger, and educator Jimmy Owens, an NEA jazz master and a graduate of the school. He'll be performing on Monday night. Hello to both of you.
Hello. Hello.
So, Jimmy, we just heard a little musical clip there. Who was playing on it? And were they mostly LaGuardia students?
I don't know. It sounded very, very good.
Yes,
sounded...
that was Don Menzel's Groovin' High. Groovin' Hard.
Mm-hmm. Groovin' High is
Dizzy Gillespie's, yeah. Right. Groovin' Hard. I don't remember the year of that.
I think it was the late 90s. But I know it was a lot of alums of jazz programs here in New York.
Uh-huh.
What was your own music education like, Justin? Where did you study?
Well, I learned to play jazz from the jam session and listening to recordings and copying from recordings.
That's the way musicians used to learn.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. When I was young, there were no jazz programs. In colleges or even high schools, we had some kind of a high school dance band kind of thing. I'm from Buffalo, New York, originally.
Weren't you in the U.S. Marine Band that played in JFK's funeral procession?
Yes. I was the drummer at the White House, and I played all the state functions for the president. Yes, I played for the state funeral, yes.
And when did you begin teaching music in New York?
At the High School of Music and Art. I came to New York in the late 1960s from Washington, and I came with a wife and two children, and New York scene was changing. The jazz scene, the music scene was changing in the late 60s, and it was like the beginning of rock, and the studio, the days of the studio musicians were ending, and the music was the recording industry was moving more to Los Angeles. It was becoming more center. The television shows were moving. So... it was hit and miss, you know, doing like concerts, you know, jazz concerts and Broadway shows, that kind of thing. And so I was looking for a little more stability. So I had heard about this school at the High School of Music and Art. They were looking for a drum percussion teacher, and they asked if I'd be interested. So I started there part-time in 1971.
And then that became LaGuardia.
It was much later. The High School of Music and Art was uptown, and the School of Performing Arts was in Midtown.
Right across from Lincoln Center.
No. Originally, they were on 46th Street. It was one school, but in two different locations. But the School of Performing Arts, although they had many jazz players there too, did not have a jazz program. In fact, the Music and Art didn't have a jazz program until 1971. Like when Jimmy can tell you some stories when he yep. was there.
Well, you graduated from the High School of Music and Art in 1961.
Right. And if I was caught playing jazz in the practice room, I was sent down to the dean's office.
Really?
Yes. It was totally European classical. And the person who used to send me down to the dean's office became the jazz lover of the school, and he hired Justin.
Right.
Well, you started playing around 14, I gather. By the time you were 15, you were sitting in with Miles Davis?
Yeah.
So you must have been a fast learner.
Yes, and I studied with Donald Byrd when I was
pretty
14 years old.
Player.
Right. And listened to all of the music. They used to let me into Birdland free. That was at 52nd Street and Broadway. That's where the original Birdland was. And that, when I got to that point, I was so happy. I felt like I was a professional musician when they said, let the kid in from now on whenever he comes.
And over the years, you played with a wide range of musicians musical styles: Lionel Hampton, Charles Mingus, Max Roach, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Count Basie.
Billy Taylor, yeah. many, many people. And I can say that the foundation of my musical learning came from going to the High School of Music and Art.
You're now on the faculty of the New School. Mm-hmm. Did you get a lot of students who do you get a lot of students who've come out of LaGuardia?
Yes, we do. We have a number of students who graduate from LaGuardia and come right to the New School.
Is it easier to teach older students, Justin, you're at Manhattan School of Music?
No, I don't think it's easier. I think it's I think you're talking about a different kind of intensity. I mean, the way when I was teaching high school students, I was teaching them the same manner as I do the college and professional students. No, I don't think it's easier at all. I think it's getting the correct information across, and the language might be different, you know.
And you have to start at the beginning often.
Yes, and high school, and surely when we put together the program at the High School of Music and Art, I mean, none of this existed, you know. And when Gabriel Kosakoff, who asked me to come aboard, said, we're very interested in you coming and working full time. He said, what would you be interested in teaching? And so I said, well, let's start a jazz program. And he said, a jazz program? This is a high school. So he said, this is not a college. So I said, yes, but I thought you said it was a specialized high school. So if it's specialized, let's start a special program.
Now, Jimmy, what can students get out of studying jazz? They discourage you from doing it, that they can't get from a classical music program.
Well, the first thing is a sense of building their creativity. Okay? Jazz is a music of creativity.
Because you're kind of composing on the fly.
Yeah, right. As opposed to European classical music, which is a music of interpretation. And the sense of freedom that if there are five musicians, or in this particular case, we're going to have more than 35 musicians performing Monday evening. There's a sense of freedom that what we decide to perform, then each of us listens to each other, but we do our own thing within these parameters.
Now, you say 35 musicians. They're not all going to play at the same time. That would be the biggest big band of all time.
Right, but there will be a jam session at the end that many will probably play.
Well, you have three or four drummers, and you have about 28
and
reed men. And
different size groups.
It's amazing. Students are coming from going back to the students that I had going back to the early 1970s, but even the former students like Jimmy who were there before.
I was stunned when I looked at the list.
It's such a wonderful night.
I was stunned when I looked at the list of Kenny Washington, Don Byron, Paquito de Rivera, Marcus Gilmore, Marcus Miller, and many, many other recognizable names, important people in jazz. Do you think that they wouldn't be playing jazz if they hadn't gone to the school?
No, I don't think that that's the case. But I do feel that what Justin started gave them a foundation in jazz that I didn't have from the standpoint of an educational, institutional foundation. My foundation came from, like you said, that's how we learned. We listened to the musicians, we emulated what they did, we transcribed from records, and we had jam sessions, and we played, you know.
And older musicians told you, you know, you might try this instead of that.
Right.
Well, basically.
But is that what your teachers are doing as well in the schools?
Well, basically, what I do today is I take what I call the University of the Streets, which Jimmy's talking about, and that's how I teach this music. I teach it from the standpoint of the blues, the importance of the blues, the jam session, copying from recordings, copying from the masters, you know, and learning the language. Like, jazz is a language.
Mm-hmm. Well, the hardest part, I would imagine, is teaching people how to improvise.
Yes, but it's a language. It's like the study of Latin. You know, I figured this out, like, way back in 1971 when I was putting together this program when Gabriel Kosakoff said, okay, Justin, now show us how to do it. So I didn't know what I was talking about, you know, because there were no materials back in 1971.
But there were other schools that were teaching jazz.
Not in public schools.
Not in high school.
No.
Well, they had been earlier in Los Angeles because we had there was an incredible program that produced Dexter Gordon, Charles Mingus,
yes, but not
Buddy
as a major.
Collette, Chico Hamilton.
But they got together to do this themselves. It wasn't the school that had a program. I mean, I remember speaking to Mingus and Buddy Collette and to Dexter about this kind of stuff when they came up. How did they learn? It wasn't a school situation that they went to. They did it in school because they all went to school together.
Don't the kids now want to play rock music?
Not the students I'm dealing with.
Some people do.
Yes, of course.
You know.
Of course. But, and, you know, hip-hop has become a
right,
very
big
part
of it. After a while, they learn that the simplicity of that particular music, the music that's referred to as jazz, is what they really want to do because it gives them a challenge.
And you have to remember, they haven't been exposed to, like, what we call jazz or fine art music or whatever, you know, with the cutbacks and music education in the schools. You know, we've lost basically, you know the story, with probably four generations.
Well, you could study music in almost every public school, every high school. When I was a kid,
sure,
there was some kind of program. Now you have to go to a school like LaGuardia.
A special school.
My guests are Justin DiCiocio, who created the jazz program at LaGuardia High School, and Jimmy Owens, one of the alums of its predecessor, the High School of Music and Art. There's going to be a benefit concert honoring Justin coming up. When?
Coming Monday evening.
The 23rd.
With an incredible array of musicians. So now there are regional and national competitions for high school jazz bands, including essentially Ellington at Lincoln Center.
Mm-hmm.
Were people imitating you?
Well, this became the model. The program at the High School of Music and Art is where it really began. And, of course, then High School of Music and Art and Performing Arts came together at LaGuardia. But, yes, the other programs around the country, all the specialized high schools around the country have jazz programs now, and they would come and check out what we were doing.
And we'll go out with a clip of the LaGuardia High School Jazz Band playing at a jazz band competition in Greenwich, Connecticut.
By the way, it's January 28th, this coming Monday, January 28th, not the 23rd. Yes.
I was going to correct it.
Okay.
The 23rd is past.
yes. January 28th. And
it was a good concert I attended.
If anybody is interested in tickets, that's what they need to know.
Well, we
about
have
that.
Information on our show page at WNYC.org. People can find all the information about how to get tickets to it and the location and everything. And it has been such a great pleasure talking to both of you. Do you think that there are concerns and many people in the jazz world, that this music is going through a bad period. Do you think we're going to be hearing jazz in the 22nd century?
It's going through a bad period, but in the history of this music, it's gone through numerous bad periods.
Right.
But Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Dexter Gordon and J.J. Johnson and Thelonious Monk, they lived through all of these bad periods. The younger musicians who have graduated from LaGuardia High School in the last 40 years, they've lived through bad periods. It happens all the time.
I want to state also that the level of playing today has never been higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing the level of students in high schools that really can play. It's scary. And the level on a college level at the new school where Jimmy is and at the Manhattan school where I am, it's unheard of. I mean, it's incredible. And they have a complete understanding of what the artist musician is.
And there's a big difference now. In the past, you would have had the kind of situation you faced, Jimmy, where somebody said, you can't play jazz here. Now they encourage learning how to play jazz.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, thanks
to Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Well, I think that every musician who teaches and who encourages other people to learn, we have to give thanks to as well. The concert is on Monday the 28th, and you can find out all sorts of ticket information on our show page at WNYC.org. My great thanks to the NEA Jazz Master, Jimmy Owens, and
thank you
to Justin DiCiocio, who created the program at LaGuardia and who is being honored by this for this benefit concert, 40 Years of Jazz Fame, on the 28th. Thank you both so much for being on our show.
Thank you.